A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
Right now, the temperature is 44 degrees.
Pretty a nice start to the morning drive, especially compared to yesterday. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
Looks like the worst of the windstorm is over, but you can expect to see some gusty winds today.
KSL-TV meteorologist Grant Wayman says 24 hours ago, we had hurricane-force winds reported across northern Utah.
We're not going to expect that today, and we're mainly confining today's winds to just Davis and southern Weber. So into the afternoon hours, we think these winds subside to maybe around 30 miles an hour. Into the evening, one more time where we do expect the winds that could go in the 50 mile an hour plus winds. However, as you can see here, it's just mainly confined to Davis County, and 50 miles an hour, you know, definitely a lot more tolerable than 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. So again, that's the takeaway. The damaging wind's done. We're still going to get some gusty winds around 50 miles an hour. Davis County, elsewhere, it's going to remain fairly quiet.
Grant's complete seven-day forecast is coming up at 6:50 on Utah's Morning News.
Tens of thousands of power outages are still reported this morning.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live to begin our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, out here in Centerville, it's easy to see the devastation that was left behind. As soon as you venture off the highway, you're greeted with tree branches lining both sides of the road. And there's still many streetlights that are out of commission. I'm here at the Public Works building where crews were coming in and out of all of yesterday, and a number of trees are knocked down right in front of the property. Now, this comes after that intense windstorm that knocked out power for about 170,000 homes and businesses in northern Utah.
So it's important that folks are prepared and are checking on neighbors and friends and making sure that we can all get through this together.
Rocky Mountain Power spokesperson Spencer Hall says the most recent updates that approximately 109,000 customers in the state are still without power, and unfortunately, many of those individuals will be left in the dark throughout today. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Three big public school districts, Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake City, will be closed again today because of wind damage and power outages. But there will be classes today at the University of Utah. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more on which schools are operating.
Weber State University hasn't said yet whether it will have classes today, but it says power has been restored to the campus, except for some dormitories, and employees are expected to report to work. The Canyons District says three schools are still without power, and they'll be closed today. They are Albion Middle School, along with Brookwood and Quail Hollow Elementary Schools. Both Cache and Logan districts say their schools have power, and they will be operating today. Granite District says it's operating, but it'll be flexible with tardies. Ogden District says it'll be operating today at schools where power has been restored. Layton Christian Academy says it will have classes today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
We're following a developing story from Ogden, which just confirmed that all schools will be closed today. The district says too many schools do not have power this morning, so the entire Ogden District will be closed today.
A home renovation project will have to be extended after a 90-year-old tree toppled and crashed into a house during that windstorm. Homeowner Brooke Saunders says she had a prompting to sleep in the basement, and hours later, the tree fell, smashing the roof.
Just reminds me how strong we needed to be rooted in storms of life like this. Pretty heartbreaking, but glad to be safe. So
the couple says the project was almost complete, but now it's going to take a lot longer.
If your home or car has been damaged during this storm, how much is it going to cost you to repair those damages depends a lot on the type of insurance you have.
If you have a $100,000 home and you have a 1.5% deductible, then that's a $1,500 deductible, where if you just had a $1,000 deductible, it's a $1,000 deductible.
Insurance agent Bill Penton says if you have a comprehensive automotive policy, after you pay your deductible, your vehicle is covered. But if you have liability-only coverage, you're on your own to pay for those repairs.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.